Yo, 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 what's up, fam? Riley Hawk here, your resident self-care guru, back with another dose of truth bombs that will either make you cringe or nod like, damn, that's me. Today's topic. Guilt and shame. Ever feel like those two freeloaders are crashing at your emotional airbnb? Yeah, me too. Turns out, Gen Z is drowning in feelings they weren't even taught to process thanks to the whole internet-obsessed, constantly performing world we live in. But guess what? We can break free from that guilt trip and reclaim our mental sanity. Because self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, fam. It's about rewiring your brain, setting boundaries, and saying no to the things that drain you. First off, let's get real. Guilt and shame are like those annoying house guests who overstay their welcome. They whisper doubts in your ear, make you second-guess everything, and leave your self-esteem in shambles. But here's the tea. You don't have to listen to them. Remember that time you accidentally send a cringy text to your crush? Or ate the whole bag of chips when you were supposed to be healthy? Yeah, we all been there. Don't let those moments define you. Instead, treat them like learning opportunities. Analyze what happened, figure out how to avoid it next time, and move on. We're not talking about ignoring your mistakes, we're talking about acknowledging them, owning up to them sometimes with a good meme, and using them to grow. Speaking of growth, self-care ain't a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. It's about figuring out what truly nourishes your soul. For some, it's yoga, meditation, or journaling. For others, it's blasting their favorite tunes and dancing like nobody's watching. Maybe it's catching up with friends over brunch, being a guilty pleasure show, or finally tackling that mountain of laundry. Hey, even self-care can be boring sometimes. Point is, find what works for you and make it a priority. It's like your mental health gym membership gotta put in the work to reap those rewards. Now imagine this. You're scrolling through social media and everyone's posting about their perfect lives. But you know the truth. Behind those filters and curated captions are real people with real struggles. Don't let social media trick you into thinking that your journey isn't valid or that you need to be someone you're not. Embrace your quirks, celebrate your imperfections, and remember that comparison is the thief of joy. Seriously, unfollow those accounts that leave you feeling inadequate. You deserve to surround yourself with positivity, inspiration, and maybe a sprinkle of humor. Okay, here's the mic drop moment. You're worthy of love, happiness, and self-acceptance. Repeat after me. I am enough just as I am. Got it? Good. Now go out there and slay your day guilt-free. And if you find yourself struggling, remember that you're not alone. Reach out to a friend, family member, or therapist. Talk about what's going on. Don't bottle it up. We got this, fam. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button, rate the podcast, and tell your friends about Self-Care RX. Because let's be real, everyone needs a little dose of self-love in their life. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.